Hot 91, it's the Sideline View with Hayley. Now, there is a new competition in the AFL Queensland, and it's called the AFLX Inclusion Competition. Now, it's launched with a couple of teams from Brisbane, Sunny Coast, and the Gold Coast, with one of them in particular, the Noosa Tigers. Now, what the competition is, it's an inclusive program that kind of caters for people on the coast with intellectual disabilities and they're wanting to take their skills to a new height and get involved in AFL. And I've got the Noosa Tigers AFL ex-coach Rob Purvis on the line with me. Rob, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Hayley.
Hey, Rob, talk to me about this new inclusion competition that the AFL has got running. What is it all about?
So what we've done over the last few years, we've got some teams together, one from Brisbane, Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast. And then with COVID last year, we started training but didn't progress into it. And then this year we decided to take it to club level, club land. And with my links with Noosa, we took it to Noosa and then we went out to Yeronga where AFLQ headquarters are and down the Gold Coast with Daniel Ramage, the Gold Coast coach, he was able to link up with Service Paradox.
Now, who's able to get involved with this team?
No, it's going to be 16 and over with an intellectual disability.
Yeah.
Look, we take all people with a disability. But, yeah, when we get to heading to picking a state team later on in the year, that's the criteria that's got to be had if you progress further.
Yeah, and it's all about people, you know, like you said, with disabilities who are wanting to get a part of football. It has been pretty popular across the Sunny Coast here as a lot of people wanted to jump on board and sign up.
We've been lucky at Noosa. We've been doing inclusion footy for about 4 or 5 years, just a club, just to run a little program. And then the inclusion footy started to grow through AFL with the state inclusion carnival. So it sort of progressed pretty quickly in the last year to two, and the participants we have, we're probably around the 20-25 participants, which is fantastic.
Absolutely. And I guess what are the benefits for having a program like this one?
Social interaction, participants, also they become part of a club, so they can come down to football training on a Wednesday night, join in and train, and then on a Saturday they can come down and watch, if they're not playing, they can watch our other teams participate.
Perfect. Well, if they want to get a part of it, is it still too late or can we still sign up? Can people still sign up?
Oh, still sign up, yeah. We train on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. at Waver Road, and yeah, anyone's welcome anytime. We still have two more matches to go, and I mean, depending on time, we might even throw another one in.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like a great way to stay involved in a sport that a lot of people love and have grown up watching. Rob, thank you so much for joining me on the Sideline View.
No worries. Thanks for that, Hayley.